o'clock here at Tan Talk.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mike Vaccara at the White House. Ousted Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak is going from a presidential suite to a prison cell. He was sentenced in an Egyptian courtroom. Egypt State TV says that the country's prosecutor general has ordered Mubarak transferred to a Cairo prison to serve a life sentence for his role in the killing of protesters during last year's revolution. Forecasters say thunderstorms could spark even more fires in New Mexico, where the state's largest ever blaze has already charred 340 square miles. NBC's Miguel Almaguer says fire crews are scrambling to set up containment lines.
In what feels like triple-digit heat, 1,200 firefighters are battling the blaze in difficult terrain, setting back fires, fighting fire with fire.
Queen Elizabeth II is off to the horse races today for the Diamond Jubilee festivities, a four-day celebration marking her 60 years on the throne. This is NBC News Radio. A Nebraska high school has planned a vigil to remember two basketball coaches killed when a team van collided with a pickup truck. Eight boys were taken to hospitals. The vigil at Broken Bow High School is set for 10 this morning. Global cancer rates are expected to rise significantly.
New research indicates that global cancer rates could rise as much as 75% by the year 2030. Two factors cited are advances in treatment of other diseases and more developing nations adopting Western lifestyles. While some of the cancer increase will be able to be attributed to aging and population growth, the researchers believe one-fifth of the increase in cancer cases will be due to preventable factors. Paul Harlan, NBC News Radio.
President Barack Obama is urging Congress to act on a number of bills he says will accelerate the economy. In his weekly media address, Obama says Congress could pass bills to help states prevent more layoffs and put construction workers on the job. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Mike Vaccara, NBC News Radio.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Mr. Murray.
Yes.
I'm calling you from Egypt. How are you?
From Egypt. And how
I'm calling you from Egypt.
And how are things in Egypt?
Egypt is great. We're chanting Buddy Verdi, Buddy Verdi, Buddy Verdi.
Oh, how nice.
We love your program over here. We love it.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. From Egypt, no less. How about that?
The Buddy Verdi Show. Big band music every Saturday afternoon from 1 until 3 here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Downtown Dave. How would you like to be able to promote yourself, your business, or someone else's business for less than the cost of one 60-second commercial on many Tampa Bay radio stations? Here's the deal. You can have your own one-hour radio program on the Tan Talk Network for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many Tampa Bay stations. Your program will be on two Tampa Bay radio stations and will cover 4 million people in Florida, plus worldwide on the Internet, in both audio and video. And you'll have a web link for your business on the Tan Talk 1340 website. We provide the producer, the state-of-the-art equipment, free production of commercials, and much more. Check it out today. Call Lola O'Brien, the Irish Hawaiian, at 727-510-7622. That's 510-7622. Call Lola O'Brien now, 727-510-7622. Call now and your one-hour radio program can start tomorrow. Call 510-7622 for Lola O'Brien, the Irish Hawaiian, at the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Listen for Coach Cook Talks Real Estate every Wednesday right after IMUS in the morning, 9 to 10 a.m. Call in and ask your questions about today's ever-changing real estate market. Get real answers about real estate. Call Coach Cook at 866-826-1340 or listen worldwide on the web at tantalk1340.com.
Here's a great place to stay in Clearwater, Dunedin. It's the Baymont Inn and Suites across from the Westfield Countryside Mall and next door to Arigato's Japanese Steakhouse. The Baymont Inn and Suites in Clearwater, Dunedin has free breakfast, free Wi-Fi, a fitness center, swimming pool, and it's pet-friendly. The Baymont Inn and Suites in Clearwater, Dunedin is walking distance to casual and fine dining, and rooms start at just $69 plus tax. Also, ask about attractive monthly rates at the Baymont. Whether it's one night or an extended stay, make it the Baymont Inn and Suites across U.S. 19 from the Countryside Mall next to Arigato's. Call the Baymont Inn now at 727-796-1234. That's 796-1234. Stay tonight at the pet-friendly Baymont Inn and Suites in Clearwater, Dunedin. Call reservations now, 727-796-1234. The Baymont Inn and Suites in Clearwater, Dunedin.
Star Elizabeth Warren update, or if she's going to go by her Cherokee name, it speaks without truth.
They call you Kimo Sabe. It means trusty scout.
I'm proud of my Native American heritage. I'm proud of my family.
Me, listen to Steve Schrader show Monday and Wednesday afternoon from 2 until 3 because in my heart I know he's right. Kimo Sabe Schrader, Monday and Wednesday afternoon from 2 until 3 on Tantalk1340.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
It's time for Legally Steal with your consumer advocate, SE Day. SE Day's special guest today, Mr. Dell Appel, personal injury attorney. To be on Legally Steal, call toll-free 1-866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. Now your consumer advocate who loves driving a Prius, SE Day.
Bill, don't bust me out like that on a Prius. Okay, I got a little funny segment, right? So yesterday, I do a lot of rentals, and I'm driving this Prius. And I'm not trying to upset the Prius owners or Toyota or anything, but I'll tell you, a Prius is not sexy. It's just not a sexy car. I mean, it's very practical. It's great, great on fuel, and, you know, it uses battery power. But I'm at the light. I'm at this signal light. And this lady pulls up beside me in this, I think it was a 535 BMW. And she's, like, you know, she pulls up and she's hot. She has her hair all flowing down. And she looks over at me. Now, I'm a sexy guy. Now, I'm not trying to be vain or anything. I'm just confident. I'm a sexy guy. She looks over at me and she takes a double look. And then she looks down at the car, and she rolls her window up. So it's a Prius, man. You're just not sexy in a Prius. No, see, I know you want to be sexy and you know it, but not in a Prius. Okay, anyway, I have an interesting show. I have a good show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking about, do you have a case? So, of course, once we open the phone lines, give us a call, 727-441-3000, or on the national line, 866-826-1340. You can also view us here on the web at TanTalk1340. That's TanTalk1340.com. And if I sound a little off this morning, it's the sinuses and allergies that are kicking me in the back of the head. Okay, but our show this morning is, do you have a case? We're going to be talking with the Tampa Bay rock star, Dell Appel, and he's a personal injury attorney, and I invited him onto the show so we could talk personal injury. We could talk wrongful death. We could talk several things that he does, accidents. And, of course, he is, from my understanding, he's a Florida attorney, but I'm sure he can talk about things that go across the spectrum. You know, in this country, we have frivolous lawsuits all day long. People will sue just to sue, so they can sue. But most people, especially, you know, like what I like about my audience is, you know, I will get emails from people that will want to know about things that may not want to call an attorney. So when he comes in, we're going to talk about some of those things. And for you Floridians, some of the new legislation that has been signed into law by our illustrious governor, Governor Scott. That should be taking effect on my birthday, July 1st. I know it's all about me, right? Okay. We are, the other interesting part is I should be having, I'll wait for it. But if you're going to be looking at me on camera, you'll see my new co-host that'll be starting with me here soon.
Is that Casper the Ghost? Because I don't see anybody.
No, I said soon, Bill. Not right now. For all of you sleepyheads, I know, who don't want to get up in the morning at 8 o'clock and listen to the Legally Steal show. And for my loyal listeners, you know, those on Blog Talk around the country, I appreciate you doing that. So I'm going to give you a reprieve. We're starting at 10. We're going to be starting at 10 next week, June 9th. Next Saturday, we'll be starting at 10. Actually, this show is going to be rebroadcast at 10. So, yeah, exactly. They're going to love it. Because I hear so many people tell me, man, I'd love to hear your show. It's just, you know, Saturday mornings, it's kind of hard to get up. And I understand. Because I can't really go out and party at night on Friday nights. So I take my hat off to all of my fellow hosts and anchors that have to go to work at 3:30 in the morning so they can have a 5 o'clock show for you. Yeah, that's crazy. So we're going to be moving to the 10 o'clock hour. I'll be able to get some more sleep, but either way, I'll be charged when I come into the studio for you. Also, I need your help. Let me tell you what I need. I don't want money from you, okay? But I do need your help. Spark Business by Capital One and the business journals around the country, they have a challenge going on right now. It's called the Social Madness Challenge. Social Madness Challenge. And basically what it is, it's who has more game, who has more social respect. And it's a national challenge that's going on. And, of course, the Legally Steal show is a part of the challenge. So I need for you to do me a little favor. Go to our website, thelegallysteelshow.com. It's actually legallysteelshow.com, legallysteelshow.com. And in the top right corner of the page, there's a button there. It's a social madness. And you'll see it say Spark Business. If you would, do me a little favor and click on that button. It's going to take you to the social bids page, and you can select the city. It's Tampa Bay, and we are The Legally Steal Show. It's listed as T-H-E, The Legally Steal Show. If you would click on that and vote for us, I would really appreciate it. And what's going to happen, now this goes through June the 18th, and then if I am fortunate enough to move to the next bracket, then we will move on, and I'll turn around and I'll ask for another favor for you to vote for me again. But while you're there, also consider following us on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Connect with me. I'd love to connect with you on LinkedIn. I'm going to try to do something in the half hour of the show. I had a lady call yesterday, I think from Pennsylvania. My producer was telling me from Pennsylvania. No, I'm not running for Congress. Well, I had a... The engineer is sending me text messages. No, I'm not running for Congress, so I'm asking for a favor. I know that's what politicians do. But I had a lady call me, and she has a situation, and I was going to try to reach out to her this morning. I don't know how this is going to work, but in a half hour, we're going to try it. I'm going to get with the engineer and see if we can give her a call on the air. I know he can. I'm trying to call her from the Blog Talk platform studio, but we may just call her directly from here about a situation with her rental car and credit cards. I should be the master when it comes to giving you advice on rental cars. I think I've rented enough, and I've actually had an accident in a rental car before. A guy just backed right over the top of the car, over the hood, the front end of the car. And it was truly his fault, but it didn't matter because the rental car company could care less. They want their money. So as long as this guy was going to take care of it, then it was all good. But if he did not, I had to pay for it. So I'll tell you once we go into the break who I'll be reaching out to. Are you going to send me to a break now? Right. Thanks, Bill. Anyway, Bill, will you stop Michael Jackson? I'll be there. Listen, stay tuned to the Legally Steal Show. We got to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Hey, Tampa Bay, this is your host, S.E. Day. You know, here at the Legally Steal Show, we don't stroke your ears with music, but we do leave your brain all satisfied with the climax of issues that matter most to your wallet. Tune in to us Saturdays at 8 a.m. where we'll discuss the pressing issues of the day. Only on the Legally Steal Show are we bringing you issues that matter most to your wallet. That's Saturdays, 8 a.m. on the Tantalk Network.
This is Matt Salmon of Lightning Radio. You don't need to be an NHL goalie to make great saves. As a member of Grow Financial Federal Credit Union, you'll make great saves every day. They've got low rates on credit cards and car loans, free banking services like free ATM, and unlike the other guys, a free debit card with no debit card fees. Check out all the great saves at Grow Financial. I became a member 2 years ago, and you can become a member today. Grow Financial is federally insured by NCUA and is a proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Hey, this is S.E. Day, your host of the Legally Steal Show. The other day I stopped into one of the branches of Grow Financial Federal Credit Union, and they're doing something awesome. They have a big promotion where they're going to be giving away my best-selling book, The Negotiating Experience, Your Car Deal Your Way, to anyone who has opened an account with Grow. If you listen to me, you know that I'm an advocate for credit unions, so make sure you call them. Get your copy of the book. Give me a call at the station here at the Tantalk Network, and I'll make sure I get it autographed for you. Only on the Legally Steal Show, where we're bringing you issues that matter most to your wallet and with Grow Financial.
This is Ray Charles Jr., and when you want to know about consumer issues that matter most to your wallet, I listen to my man, S.E. Day, on the Legally Steal Show.
Hey, Tampa Bay, this is S.E. Day, host of the Legally Steal Show, your local consumer advocate nationwide. Listen, what's in a name? Take, for instance, the Legally Steal Show. It's an oxymoron, basically two contradictory terms combined. Here's another example, Ice Cold Air Discount Auto Repair. A lot of people may think this company only repairs air conditioners. To the contrary, Ice Cold Air has been servicing vehicles for friends and neighbors for more than 40 years in the Tampa Bay area. Whatever your vehicle repair need is, from tune-ups to total engine replacement, Ice Cold Air can get you back on the road at a cost far less than any of their competitors. And you don't need a special coupon or a price match guarantee to get it done. Ice Cold Air Discount Auto Repair will beat any estimate of any of their competitors up to 50%. Stop by one of Ice Cold Air's 16 Bay Area locations and tell them SC sent you. You'll be glad you did, and I guarantee it.
So you put the brakes on that much-needed brake job for months. Or maybe your alternator has alternate plans. Is your exhaust system exhausted, or maybe your muffler doesn't muffle anymore? Whatever your car care need is, from tune-ups to total engine replacement, Ice Cold Air can get you back on the road at a very cool price. We have 17 Bay Area locations. Go to icecoldair.net to find the nearest location. Print out this month's special.
We may not be pretty, but we're cheap, cheap, cheap.
This is Alvin Joseph of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. When it comes to learning about issues that affect my wallet, I listen to S.E. Day and the Legally Steal Show.
I'm back. You're listening to the Legally Steal Show here this Saturday morning, and I'm your host, S.E. Day. I guess my guest is running late. I haven't even gotten a call from him. But that's quite all right. We have a show to do today, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a show for you. And remember, it's can I sue for that? Can I sue for that, or do I have a case? Many people will go through different things, and they're not sure if they have a case, a legal case or not. And here in Florida, we are It's like every street corner or every billboard, there is a personal injury attorney. A personal injury attorney ad somewhere. Now, the thing here about the personal injury cases and vehicle accidents in the state of Florida is Florida is one of the states that has mandatory personal, you must purchase personal injury protection insurance once you have auto insurance. You must have it here in this state. And what was happening before the new legislation that was just passed is it was a lot of fraud because it was pretty much a standard $10,000 payout for an auto accident under your personal injury protection policy. So if you were having, say, you had an accident, someone bumped into you, or if you were on a bicycle and you were hit by a car, then it was pretty much an automatic $10,000 payout. But what was happening were, you know, of course, criminals find loopholes in things, and what they were doing is, you could be evaluated by a chiropractor. So a chiropractor would evaluate you, and then you'd be ready to go. And you could start getting this money, again, you know, minimum $10,000 payout. But what was happening was it opened the door for criminals, and these criminals started staging accidents. And they would stage accidents and have you, you know, go to a chiropractor, and then the chiropractor would send you to a doctor. And the next thing you know is they would pretty much milk the whole $10,000 away from you. Well, law enforcement got behind this new legislation and pushed and pushed and pushed, and the governor signed it into law on May 5th. And the changes with the personal injury protection in the state of Florida is now a chiropractor, you can't just be evaluated by a chiropractor. You actually have to be seen by a doctor or a nurse practitioner or someone of that statute in order to make a determination on you. And if you refuse to be seen, it won't pay out.
I heard that we have to listen to S.E. Day's Legally Steal show first.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. I know that. I heard that's in the rules and regulations.
If they want to get the best information. So I understand my guest is on the line. Not that guest. I have another guest on the line. Ramon, good morning. How are you? I'm fine. Ramon, I can barely hear you. Did I wake you up? Okay. Now, I understand you have a situation going on. Could you tell me about it?
I found out
What type of insurance did you purchase?
Purchased liability insurance.
Okay. At the time of rental?
Yeah.
Okay, and they said it was the wrong kind of insurance?
Yeah, they said that we should have gotten loss damage waiver.
Yes, loss damage waiver.
Right. And wound up getting the bill. It makes it so bad that I lost my job, you know, in the process, and, you know, we don't have my husband and something going on.
Right.
I'm trying to find a way to, you know, maybe help us to pay the bill.
Let's talk about it for a second. Now, I understand that you rented the car. Basically, what has happened is because you're coming in a little broken, but my understanding of the situation is you rented a rental car and you purchased the wrong type of liability insurance. You had an accident in a hotel parking lot. And, of course, the rental car company is saying that it's your responsibility to pay the bill, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, I understand that you rented your car with a major credit card.
Right.
Now, most major credit cards, Ramon, they have loss damage waiver already attached to it if you rent it and pay, one of these stipulations is, you have to pay the entire bill with the credit card. Like, for instance, if you reserve it and you go and you pick up the car, but you pick it up with your credit card, but then you turn around, once you turn the car in, you pay it with, say, your debit card, that kind of invalidates that whole loss damage waiver or that policy with the credit card. You have to pay for the entire bill with the credit card. So if you rent it with the credit card, you have to pay it with the credit card.
Right.
Was that your situation?
You're talking about the bill of the car, right?
Yes. Once you turn the car in, you pay for it with your credit card, correct?
Right.
Okay. You should be able to contact the credit card company and let them know that that was an accident while you were on vacation in the car. Did you get a police report and all that stuff for it?
Yes.
Okay. You should be covered. Now, what state are you calling from?
PA.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What I'm going to suggest you do is Monday morning contact the credit card company and let them know the entire situation. And if you pay for it with the credit card, you have a loss damage waiver policy already attached to that rental car. So instead of, and what you did was you went to purchase additional insurance at the counter when you picked up the vehicle, correct?
Right.
Yeah, your situation should be covered. Now, of course, each state is different. But your situation, according to, it's like my credit card. Like, I'm with Capital One, and I do a lot of rentals myself. Now, I rented a car once, and I had an accident. A guy backed over the hood of a car. And what ended up happening was we did the police report. He was responsible to me, but to the credit card company, I was responsible for the damage on the car. And, of course, my situation, I had to, continue to put pressure on this guy because he actually, not that he was trying to skate the bill or anything, he actually left the country for about 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, because that was, he was a traveler. So he left the country for about 3 weeks. And then when he came back, he actually took care of the bill. It was like about $3,000, but he took care of it. His insurance company took care of the bill. In your case, you were, and I'm not trying to get into the legalities of who was at fault. It doesn't matter. The fact is you had a rental car, and it was damaged while it was in your possession. But by renting it with your credit card and paying for the total bill with your credit card, you have some protection there. So my suggestion is contact the credit card company on Monday morning and get that taken care of. Say again? Yes, please.
The vehicle was damaged while we were at the hotel. Like when we came up the next day going out, we found out it was somebody that was damaged.
Oh.
And at that time, I did, that's my main police report. I also let the management at the hotel know, and they said that.
Right. Okay. It was damaged on their property, correct?
Yeah.
Most resorts, most hotels will let you know when you walk in that they're not responsible for damage to your car. They're not responsible for items missing from your car. It's kind of like, yes, even though you're parking on their parking lot, it's your responsibility. But let me ask you this. Did you have to pay to park on their parking lot?
No.
Okay. Then it kind of falls back on you. There are some resorts. I know down in Miami, many of the hotels down in Miami, you have to actually pay to park. So, and sometimes when you pay to park, you're actually paying a separate company or an independent company to park your vehicle there. Now, in those situations, and you have to get with an attorney to verify or validate this, but in those situations, because you are paying to park, they have a responsibility of protecting your assets, your vehicle, because you're paying to park there. So, but you have to be in your situation. You were on a hotel parking lot, and they told you, we don't have any responsibility. I can say contact you, an attorney, but more than likely your credit card company is going to be responsible for the damage on the car if you paid for it with the credit card, like you're saying, not if. You paid for the credit card, so your credit card company, you should be able to file a claim with them to take care of that. And you don't have to mention to them that you're out of work right now. It doesn't matter. Okay? Ramon, definitely keep me updated on the situation. I'd love to hear more about it.
I will. Thank you so much.
No problem. And thank you for calling the Legally Steel Show. Ramon, have a wonderful Saturday.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Now, I have to put out this disclaimer. I am not an attorney, but, I'm also an advocate, so I do a lot of research. I look at a lot of things, and I know on my credit card, whenever I don't really worry about it. I mean, I'm with USAA, so I'm not worried about it anyway. But whenever I rent, I make sure I pay for it with my credit card. I have double protection. Listen, stay tuned to the Legally Steel Show. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Legally Steel Show, Tampa Bay's most engaging consumer advocate talk show. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after the break.
This is Matt Salmon of Lightning Radio. You may think I'm a big, famous radio guy, but just like you, I don't like getting nickel and dimed by my bank. That's why I'm a member of Grow Financial Federal Credit Union. While the other guys are charging fees left and right, Grow Financial has free ATMs, a free debit card with no debit card fees, and low rates on credit cards and car loans. Become a member right now at growfinancial.org. Grow Financial is federally insured by NCUA and is a proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Hey, Tampa Bay, this is S.C. Day, host of the Legally Steel Show, your local consumer advocate nationwide. As a former Army-certified vehicle mechanic, I know the importance of vehicle maintenance. I also know the rising cost of vehicle repairs and labor rates. At Ice Cold Air Discount Auto Repair, you don't have to worry about being overcharged on vehicle repair or labor rates. In fact, at Ice Cold Air, their signature labor rate is up to 50% off industry standards. Ice Cold Air has more than 40 years of experience at driving down the cost of vehicle repairs, and you can bring your own parts if you like. Listen, if you've ever had a vehicle repaired, then you know what I'm talking about. It's not the parts that cost you, it's the labor. Ice Cold Air Discount Auto Repair saves you money guaranteed. They've built a reputation of taking care of your vehicle repair needs and your peace of mind at the same time. Visit one of Ice Cold Air's 16 Bay Area locations today and tell them SC sent you. You'll be glad you did, and I guarantee that.
So you put the brakes on that much-needed brake job for months. Or maybe your alternator has alternate plans. Is your exhaust system exhausted, or maybe your muffler doesn't muffle anymore? Whatever your car care need is, from tune-ups to total engine replacement, Ice Cold Air can get you back on the road at a very cool price. We have 17 Bay Area locations. Go to icecoldair.net to find the nearest location. Print out this month's special.
We may not be pretty, but we're cheap, cheap, cheap.
Hi, I'm Dana Pepper Carpenter, and when I'm looking for issues that matter most to my wallet, I tune in to the Legally Steel Show with my good buddy, S.E. Day.
I'm sexy and I know it. Sexy and I know it.
All right, Bill. And I hope you're not looking at that on tantalk1340.com. Because if you did, you saw me pumping, the fist pump in the studio. I'm sexy and I know it.
A little consumer advocate rave action going on.
There you go, driving a Prius. We're back. Thank you for tuning in again. I apologize about that. But thank you again for tuning in to the Legally Steel Show. I'm your host, S.C. Day. I guess my legal eagle has stood me up. I have no attorney in studio with me. And we verified it. Hey, too bad. This was prime time to be promoted on the Legally Steel Show. But our show still today is, do you have a case? We just finished talking to a young lady in Pennsylvania and we were talking about, you know, rental cars and situations like that. And in her case, she had rented a car and she had an accident, or somebody hit the car while they were on vacation. And, of course, the rental car company wants to know, well, they want their money. And, of course, they do. They have nothing to do with the accident. Their situation is between you and them, not the person who hit your car. That's between the person that hit your car. It's between you and that person. So you have to have some type of reparation to get it taken care of. And normally credit cards, like I said, most credit cards, major credit cards, if you rent the car and pay for the car with your credit card, then your credit card has some loss damage waiver protection attached to it. So that's something that you need to know. Now, I had a situation, and I rent cars on a regular basis, and I had a situation where my rental car had ants in it. Okay, now that's one thing. But here's what makes the story interesting. And this is one of those things of, do you have a case? I was eating a Pop-Tart, and when I got out of the car, I had eaten one pastry, went to the beach, and got back in the car about 4 hours later and started to eat the other pastry. Well, as I started to eat the pastry, I felt something crawling on me, on my hand. And, of course, I jumped in the car. I'm not looking to see if anything is on my Pop-Tart because the windows are up. I'm not worried about anything. And I start breaking off my Pop-Tart and tossing it in my mouth. First time, tossed it, chewed it up, swallowed it. Great. I go and reach again. Something is still crawling on me. What is it?
It's alive!
Yes, it was alive. They were live ants, and I actually ate a few. Now, that's one of those situations that I would love to ask the attorney, do I have a case? But I didn't push it that far. It wasn't that serious. I did, you know, I'm ex-military, so some of the things that we've eaten in a meal ready to eat, it really doesn't matter. So it didn't bother me. It was protein. I look at, you know, Discovery Channel, so it was all good. But I did notify them at the rental car company that you may want to take care of this problem, because if a mother gets in this car or somebody that's allergic to ants, you could have a legal situation going on. And, of course, they awarded me with, you know, several $25 off discount coupons, and that was good. That was good. I didn't ask for it, but, you know, I accepted it, no problem. But I would love to talk with an attorney. Like, if I accepted those $25 off coupons, would that bar me from ever having a case against the rental car company? Again, not that I'm trying to sue my rental car company. I've been with them for several years, about 14 years. And I'm not trying to go with another rental car company. I'm good and I'm happy with them. It was just a situation. But that's an example of how people can sue or will sue rental car companies or any company, anybody. And the attorney that I was going to have on, we were going to talk about some personal injury cases because it's big here in Florida. I mean, you have wrongful death cases. You have medical malpractice cases, the, you know, personal injury, motor vehicle accidents. And you need to know your rights. You need to know what you can and can't do. But I can tell you, unless you get on the phone and contact an attorney, and this is kind of like, you know, I'm advocating for all attorneys right now. Unless you reach out and talk to them, then you're not going to know what you can and can't do. Most of them will have a pretty much, you know, a free consultation to find out if your case is either valid or even valid enough for them to even take on or want to take on. But my suggestion is simply, you know, give them a call. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to discuss today is how do you know what attorney to choose? Like I said, here, every commercial, their commercials are running, personal injury attorney commercials are running in my area in Tampa, like car commercials. It's like every 30 seconds there's a personal injury attorney on the television. And how do you know who to choose? Do you choose the one that, you know, runs the most ads? Or do you choose the one that, you know, you have heard of, you've been referred to? These are things that I would love to talk with an attorney about. And since my attorney guest didn't show up, then I guess we're going to have to do that show again for you to make sure you get the information you need. And even though, again, even though we're broadcasting live here in Tampa, we're also doing a simulcast on Blog Talk Radio. So my listeners are all over the country, and they want to know. And instead of talking the specifics, we really just wanted to talk kind of a general basis where if you were in, say, Pennsylvania or you are in California, then you can hear about this and you can know, you know, give you a little of insight of what you need to do to get some things lined up for yourself, either talk with an attorney or whatever you need to do. So with that being said, then I'm going to leave that alone on the personal injury until we do another show. I promise you I will do another show, and this time I will have the attorney either meet me or call me before we ever make it to the studio. Now, my producer is making signs, and I don't know exactly what's going on, but anywho, and my co-host, a young lady who's supposed to be co-hosting with me, is she here? She's not here? Okay, not here, not yet.
She told me
that she was not feeling too hot, so I understand that, but I was going to pick her on when she came in the studio. So for all of you, I didn't mean to let you down. Those of you who are looking at tantalk1340.com, I didn't mean to let you down. But we're going to have them on. Again, next week, we're coming on at the 10 o'clock hour. We'll be broadcasting at 10 a.m. instead of 8 a.m. So that'll give you a chance to be on the show if you want to, even if you're on the West Coast. It's 7 o'clock. It's not as early as 5 o'clock. But it will be 7 o'clock. Also, later in the month, I have one of the American Idol contestants who will be in studio with me. One of Tampa's own. Yeah, this one, we've already confirmed. He'll be in the studio with me unless the schedule changes. But it's Jeremy Rosado. He'll be in studio. I talked with his management company, and he'll be in studio with me. I also have the 2002 Olympic torchbearer, who I'll meet on Monday. He will be – he's also from Tampa, dynamic young man, Earl Davis. He'll be in the studio with me this month as well. So we have an interesting month coming up for you. And Mr. Rosado of American Idol will be my celebrity guest, so we're going to talk with him and find out what it's like to be on Idol, as well as what's going through this young man or what was going through this young man's mind to be number 11 out of 100,000 guests. And we may actually have him sing on the air for you. I don't want him to sing for me, Bill. No, I'm not singing. I don't sing. In the shower, that's about it. I use this voice to talk on radio, not to serenade. So, but those are some of the things that we have coming up. And, again, I need your help on the social media challenge. If you would, cast your vote. Go to thelegallysteelshow.com, legallysteelshow.com, and click on the tab in the top left, top right corner of the screen. It says social media. Go to it and then go to Tampa Bay.
You just said top left, top right.
I know. I meant to say top right. Top right, Bill. Go to the tab in the top right button, top right corner of the web page, and click on the social media tab. Then go there and click on Tampa Bay and find the Legally Steel Show and vote for us. Need your help. At the end of the challenge, they're going to be donating money to a charity. It's no money for me, but it's money for a charity. So I aim to win the national championship. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To be on the Legally Steel Show, call toll-free 1-866-826-1340. SE Day returns in just a moment.
So you put the brakes on that much-needed brake job for months. Or maybe your alternator has alternate plans. Is your exhaust system exhausted, or maybe your muffler doesn't muffle anymore? Whatever your car care need is, from tune-ups to total engine replacement, Ice Cold Air can get you back on the road at a very cool price. We have 17 Bay Area locations. Go to icecoldair.net to find the nearest location. Print out this month's special.
We may not be pretty, but we're cheap, cheap, cheap.
Hey, Tampa Bay, this is S.C. Day, host of the Legally Steal Show, your local consumer advocate nationwide. Listen, what's in a name? Take, for instance, the Legally Steal Show. It's an oxymoron, basically two contradictory terms combined. Here's another example, Ice Cold Air Discount Auto Repair. A lot of people may think this company only repairs air conditioners. To the contrary, Ice Cold Air has been servicing vehicles for friends and neighbors for more than 40 years in the Tampa Bay area. Whatever your vehicle repair need is, from tune-ups to total engine replacement, Ice Cold Air can get you back on the road at a cost far less than any of their competitors. And you don't need a special coupon or a price match guarantee to get it done. Ice Cold Air Discount Auto Repair will beat any estimate of any of their competitors up to 50%. Stop by one of Ice Cold Air's 16 Bay Area locations and tell them SC sent you. You'll be glad you did, and I guarantee it.
If you need any kind of financial advice or you want to know how to get the best deal possible, what you need to do is listen to my man, SE Day, on the Legally Steal Show.
This is Matt Salmon of Lightning Radio. You don't need to be an NHL goalie to make great saves. As a member of Grow Financial Federal Credit Union, you'll make great saves every day. They've got low rates on credit cards and car loans, free banking services like free ATM, and unlike the other guys, a free debit card with no debit card fees. Check out all the great saves at Grow Financial. I became a member 2 years ago, and you can become a member today. Grow Financial is federally insured by NCUA and is a proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Welcome back to Legally Steal. To be on the show right now, call toll free 1-866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. Once again, here's SE Day.
Thank you for tuning in this Saturday morning to the Legally Steal Show. I am your host, S.E. Day. I guess I've been stood up by everybody today. My producer's frantically trying to get the attorney on the phone so I don't look like I have egg on my face. But I guess that's not happening. Did that happen? That don't happen. Don't happen. Fine. Not a problem. We will get us a personal injury attorney that will want to come in and sit and talk with me and share knowledge with our audience. So I promise you I'll bring that to you. That'll happen soon, in the month of June. So, and my co-host, I guess she didn't make it either this morning. Just you and I, Bill.
Well, you know, we do have somebody here at the studio, which I was trying to contact since you were talking about people that own parking lots.
Yeah.
And he owns one where okay. You have to pay.
Right.
So I was trying to call him to get his take.
Yeah, get his take on it. I would love to.
Yeah.
To hear that.
His name's Rob from Nostalgic Radio, which airs Thursday nights at 7 o'clock here on the Dan Talk Radio Network.
So I guess you didn't
get... let me see. I think
Bill.
What?
I guess you didn't get Rob on the line.
No, I called him and left him a message.
Okay. Well,
it's probably. Wednesday night.
Gotcha. Well, you know what? I may call into his show on Wednesday night to find out. Because he owns a parking lot, who's responsible when a person pays to park on his lot?
Wednesday night at from 7 until 8. But
oh.
he has like old race car drivers on and stuff like that.
Right.
But he owns
a parking lot.
He owns a parking lot, and I'll set it up for him to be on your show. That way, you can talk about it.
Well, I'll give him a call and be on his show.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll talk parking lots on his show.
Yeah. Well, he'll talk to me.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm S.C. Dave and the Legally Steal Show.
All right. I'll try to call him again while you're jibber-jabbering.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. Remember, next Saturday, 10 a.m., we're going to be broadcasting it. I'll be putting it out on the web, on the social media platform, 10 a.m., so you can tune in and not have to, catch a rebroadcast of the show. So that's 10 a.m. on Saturdays. We'll start next week, and actually I think this show is going to be rebroadcast at 10 a.m. Yeah, so we'll go ahead and start getting it in the lineup. So if you go to the Tantalks website, tantalk1340.com, you'll see the show lined up for 10:30 on the programming, which is good. It's a better hour. It's a better time frame for guests as well as sponsors. And when we go out and start doing more live remotes later in the year, we'll have a better time slot where people are up and we can go out and we can talk to them live on the radio at that place of business. So that's a good thing. And keep your emails coming. I appreciate that. Send them to the show. That's the show, T-H-E-S-H-O-W, the show at legallysteal.com or legallysteal.info. I don't know if it goes to info. Both of them are mine, but if it goes to info, I know that it will come. So it's Legally Steal Show. No, I'm sorry. The Show. T-H-E-S-H-O-W at legallysteal.info. And you can leave any messages that you have there. If you have any situation that you would like for me to address, send the questions there. And I'll make sure that either I or my producer will get back in touch with you and we can get that lined up for you to have you on the air. The producer said, don't call me. Tell them to the host, don't call me. Yeah, so I'll have my producer either get back in touch with you and we can get that taken care of.
I'm talking to Mrs. S.E. Day out here.
Uh-huh. What?
We're thinking that you told your guest to come in at 10.
No, I didn't tell my guest to come in at 10.
Are you sure?
Bill, I'm the host.
That's what she said.
I'm the host. The producer.
Your wife said
the
that.
The producer says, get off the air.
Okay.
I'm talking to a sissy dude. Get off the air. What are you talking? Anywho, no, I told them at 8 o'clock. I didn't even know about 10, Bill, until day before yesterday. So I know it was 8 o'clock. Yeah. It was only confirmed yesterday. Get off my air. It's not your air time. It's still mine. We'll talk later. So, we will do another live show. Not at 10. I have things I have to do this morning. So, they may not be here anyway. Anywho, back to the promoting the social madness. Now, the benefit of this is, yes, it'll give me some social media creds, but it'll also help out a charity. I don't know what the name of the charity is, but it'll definitely help them out. Also, I have something coming up, two things. In the month of July, yes, it's my birthday month, but we're not talking about my birthday month. We're talking about Tammy Levent. You've heard her on the show here with me before. She is having her birthday bash, which, you know, the whole charity thing made me think of it. And I'm going to get a recording set up for you for her show, for her birthday party. You can go to her website, TammyLevent.com, and register for her birthday bash. Now, you may be saying, yeah, the whip lady, right. Why would I want to be at her birthday bash? Well, every year, she donates all of the proceeds from her birthday bash to two local charities here in Tampa. And one is Friends of Joshua House. And the other one is One in a Million. All proceeds that she will raise at this event, exactly, will go to those charities. And it's a hell of a blast. It's called From Greek to Freak. All I can tell you to do is go to her website, and it'll tell you more about it. But if you go and see that, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Greek to Freak. Go and register early. Register early to be at the event. It's going to be, this is the fourth annual event, and it's a major blast. Major blast. You want to be at that. Now, yesterday I had an important meeting with a family partnership in Pasco County. And we're going to be working on something with them in August. And what it is, whenever there's a family situation where children are involved and children have to be removed from the home, in Pasco County, they have a visitation center where the judges will order the parents to do visitation through the center. And so it keeps the volatility down, but it allows the parents to actually interact with the child. they're not seen at the same time. So, like, one parent will come through one door, and the other parent will drop that. They'll drop that child off, and then the receiving parent will come through the other door and pick up the child. And then they'll have mediation there at the center. We're going to be, they're trying to raise money for a playground. They moved to a new location. They're trying to raise money for a playground. And we're going to do what we can to volunteer to help them raise money for the playground. Right now we have 14 sponsors already on board that's willing to help food. Some are going to be actually helping do the building, redo the building that she's in. But it's Dr. Tina White out of Pasco County and the Family Partnership. So we're going to be working with them in the very near future and putting some stuff together to raise money for the children. As I told her yesterday in talking with Attorney Jeremy Simmons, is that most people in the community see the family partnership as, you know, Satan. Because it's like, you're taking our children, and that's not the case. They're actually trying to, Tina has a big heart, Dr. White has a big heart, and it's more in line of putting families back together. She really wants children to be with their parents, so she works through the mediation. And we want to get more community involvement, community awareness about the Family Partnership Center and how, you know, the need for them in the community. And we're going to have quite a few judges and attorneys that are going to be there, people from the community. And, you know, we say it takes a community to raise a village or a village to raise a child. And as my guest last week was telling me, yes, it does take a village to raise a child, but the village has to know what it's doing, too, when it raises the child. But this is what the Family Partnership Center, Visitation Center, is like in Pasco County. So we'll be working with them in the coming weeks and putting together a heck of a campaign to actually raise money for them. So definitely stay tuned for that, and I'll have some stuff on the website for that as well to put that information out to you. And these are all good things that are working throughout the community. As I told Dr. White yesterday, it's not a shortage of money, it's a shortage of awareness. So we have to get people aware about what's going on in the community, and people will participate. Even if they gave $5, it can help build a playground for the children at this center. So we'll talk more about that, and we'll have some good prizes and giveaways and things for you to participate in that. So June is, like I said, June is shaping up to be a really good month, and we'll be doing things for the children in both situations, in Tammy Levent's situation as well as Dr. Tina White's situation. We'll be doing things for the children. So get a chance, register for the Tammy Levent 4th Annual Birthday Bash, Greek to Freak. And all I can tell you, dude, is you got to go to Tammy's website, TammyLevent.com. Just go to Tammy's website. Tammy is a sweetheart, but she has a big heart, and she wants to give back. And that's what this event is doing. So those two events are coming up, August the 11th and I think it's July the 27th. July the 27th for Tammy's event, and for Dr. White's event is August the 11th. So I'll have more information on our website lined up for you on that as well. Also, remember, once again, send me concerns at the show. The show at legallysteal.info. The show at legallysteal.info. Any questions or concerns you may have, any issues, we take them all, consumer advocacy issues. So any issues you have, send them to me and we'll address them and get them answered for you. I understand. Thank you, sir. We'll get them answered and get them ready for you. And if we don't know the answer, we will find the answer. So remember, next week we start at 10 a.m. I look forward to talking to you. Have a great weekend. We'll be right back.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDC, City. KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, and FM 94.5, K233BF, Little Rock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mike Vaccaro at the White House. Egypt's ex-president Hosni Mubarak is sentenced to life in prison for his role in killing protesters who eventually drove him from power. NBC's Ayman Moyadeen says scuffles broke out in the Cairo courtroom between supporters and opponents.
What essentially has angered the people here is that six of the top security officials that were in charge of the police and other security services have been acquitted.
The 84-year-old Mubarak wept as he resisted being led away to a prison hospital. British Prime Minister David Cameron is praising a rescue operation today in northern Afghanistan. NATO forces swooped in before dawn to rescue two female foreign aid workers who were being held by militants. Firefighters have conducted more burnout operations in an effort to corral a growing wildfire in New Mexico's Gila National Forest. The 340-square-mile blaze is so massive it can now be seen from space. This is NBC News Radio. The U.S. military plans to reposition its Navy fleet.
Giving the first details of a new U.S. military strategy, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the United States will move the majority of its warships to the Asia-Pacific in coming years and keep six aircraft carriers in the region indefinitely. Speaking at an annual security forum in Singapore, Panetta tried to dispel the notion that the shift in U.S. focus to Asia was designed to contain China's emergence as a global power. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.
This week, the Labor Department reported job growth slowed in May to just 69,000 jobs created. The news was not well received on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 275 points yesterday. While most sectors were flat, there are two areas seeing some job growth.
If there is a silver lining, it's the fact that healthcare is adding jobs right now, and so is the transportation sector. So if you're looking for work there, you might be able to find it.
That's Forbes reporter Morgan Brennan speaking to MSNBC. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Mike Vaccaro, NBC News Radio.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that is not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, and he paid dearly for his mistake. Not figuratively, literally. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Welcome to the Lincoln Financial Chief Life Officer Business Update. Mr. Barkles is appointed Chief Tailwagging Officer.
Well, the arrival of Mr. Barkles is seen as a positive by shareholders Molly and Sam. Mr. Barkles' duties will involve cuddling and gnawing on table legs.
This Chief Life Officer Business Update brought to you by Lincoln Financial, where your life is big business. Take charge at LincolnFinancial.com/CLO. Products and financial services provided by the Lincoln National Life Insurance Company, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and in New York, Lincoln Life and Annuity Company of New York, Syracuse, New York.
McIntyre Panzarella Thanasitas defends the rights of individuals. Whether your credit is injured or you yourself are injured in an accident, we will fight to defend your rights. McIntyre Panzarella Thanasitas is a full-service law firm concentrating in credit card and foreclosure defense, corporate and personal bankruptcy, and personal injury. Please call us at 813-899-6059 or visit our website at mcintyrefirm.com. And tune in to The Defenders on Fridays from 12 to 1. We are here to help with offices in Tampa. I'm a non-attorney spokesperson.
Try a natural approach to dentistry with Dr. Ray Bim and Dr. Kirk Youngman. Bim Dentistry is located at 127 North Garden Avenue in Clearwater, Florida. Their telephone number is 727-446-6747. Call and make an appointment today, 727-446-6747. Bim Dentistry is a proud sponsor of Natural Dentistry every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey there, this is Megan, your host of Sunnyside Sports Talk, every Sunday night at 6 p.m. Join us this week to talk sports, Gulf Coast style. However, be warned, this is not your typical, topical, talking head show.
Don't miss Megan, the Gulf Coast's own sports beauty, and her special sports talk guests, every Sunday night at 6 on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Oh, and by the way, I take your phone calls, too.
Try a natural approach to dentistry with Dr. Ray Bim and Dr. Kirk Youngman. Bim Dentistry is located at 127 North Garden Avenue in Clearwater, Florida. Their telephone number is 6747.